You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hi, this is Lucky with Camden Community Radio, and this week in the studio I have a special guest, Mike Daligan. Mike is a speaker, author and award-winning charity director. Mike, welcome to Camden.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so I met you through, or shall I say, a mutual friend, Andy,
yes.
Who
yes.
got in touch with you and asked you to come into our station, radio station, and to meet with me. So, Mike, tell me a bit about yourself and your background and...
Where to start? My mum died when I was a child. My dad cleared off to get remarried again, and I didn't see or hear of him for 10 years. He left me with his eldest sister and her husband. And unfortunately for me, the eldest, the husband was... Well, he was very Victorian. He believed that sparing the rod spoilt the child. And then 4 years later, I was rescued by another aunt and uncle and taken into their family. And it was lovely. They were amazing people. And then suddenly my dad turned up out of the blue with his new family, and I went to live with him at the age of 15. It was a complete disaster. and he then signed me up in the army for 12 years when I was 15.
Wow.
I married my first serious girlfriend, as you did in those days, and we had two children. I came out of the army at 27 to train as an architect, just a civilian career. Margaret met someone else, and we got divorced when I was about 34. I got custody of the children and moved up to Harrogate so that I could go back to college to train as an architect. I did all sorts of jobs and finished up moving into the voluntary sector, as I say, as an unemployed single parent on benefits. Mm. I got a job on a job creation scheme and I never looked back. Never looked back.
Incredible.
Yeah, nice it was. Yeah nice.
So tell me about your recent blog that you're doing on depression.
Yeah. Well, I do a blog twice a week, which goes onto my website, and I've never made any secret of the fact I've had bouts of depression. I don't see any point. But it was reading more about it in the paper, and I thought, well, I'll put something wider out about what happened. And so I put on out a blog going back at the bouts of depression I'd had, obviously caused by that fairly transient childhood. So, and I think that's the reason I don't mind talking about it, because it wasn't my fault that happened, and the depression wasn't my fault. So, and I've had, starting when I was 19, whenever there's a really traumatic event, so when I got divorced, you know, I went through about a depression. When I got sacked from my job about 20 years ago, I had another bout. And then a relationship breakdown, and the relationship breakdown was the hardest, because then the bout of depression, which is pretty debilitating, turned into a full blown breakdown, and there's 3 weeks in my life I have no memory of whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I haven't had any bouts now. I'm very happily married. I've had years of therapy, and it's made me an easier person, and I didn't expect at this stage in my life to be happily married with another child, but I am, and it's lovely, and so the conditions for the depression are less there. Although obviously, I think the conditions are probably always there.
Okay, so you're a Camden resident.
Yeah,
and you do some help for volunteering or for kids. You mentioned earlier on that you do.
Yeah, I've done a number. I worked for Childline. I worked for Childline for as a volunteer, and I'm now doing speaking and working with young people in schools, and trying to get them to gain more confidence in themselves and realise their talent You know, I was 64 when I started writing my first book. I should have done it 40 years ago. So I'm now working with schools. I'm getting paid for some of it, but a lot of the work I've been doing has been voluntary to help them develop more confidence. There's a big leap between school and the world of work outside, and it's trying to bridge that gap for them. So teaching them more about how to present themselves through the medium of public speaking, getting themselves
that's
a job, for heaven's
brilliant.
Sake.
Yeah, that's excellent. It must be so rewarding.
And it is rewarding because you can see it doesn't take too much, you know, for that to come out. But what most kids need is just a little pat on the shoulder and say, you know, you're okay, you're really okay.
And what age is that?
Between about 14 and 18, and I'm now starting to concentrate, because the trouble with that is they're right in the time when they're doing exams. So I'm probably going to concentrate on, you know, maybe 16 to 18 year age group.
Brilliant.
And I've got some work on a couple of local schools with that. Which is nice.
That's nice. And that's all in the Camden?
That's all in Camden. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we briefly touched that you've done some books and you were doing a book launch yesterday.
Yes.
In King's Cross.
Yes.
So do you want to tell me about that?
I wrote my first book, The Other Side of the Doors, which is an autobiography, because I wanted my first two children to understand what had happened. And it was a cousin that read the manuscript and said, well, you had a life different to the rest of us, Mike. You must know that. I don't think I did. So I wrote that, tried to get it published, and was told that it's a great book, it's well written, it's a good story, but nobody knows who the hell you are. You're not famous. So I thought, well, blow you, I'm going to write another book and then you'll know who I am. So I wrote The Real Big... I did say that. Blow you. I probably said something more beyond blow, actually.
Yeah.
And so I wrote The Real Big Society about how we might change the world. And the latest one, the one last night, is Lessons from a Checkered Life, which was in Houseman's Bookshop down near King's Cross. And it was a lovely event. We had a great time.
Brilliant. So tell us what made you write the lessons.
It was putting some of the previous things into more of a format where they were practical examples of what people might do for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, this is my view, and there was one section about getting a job, for example, and how you might actually go about doing that.
Yeah.
And so what I've tried to do is put the... I've had a bit of a rant as well, I must be honest. There are bits in it that are bits of a rant about what's wrong with the world and how it could be different. But I also show practically how it could be different.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be greed. It doesn't have to be avarice. It can actually be caring and sharing.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it was in my lifetime, caring and sharing.
Great. Well, it's been great having you on
the
show today, and good luck with all the amazing stuff that you're doing, especially with the school and your books.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.